Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 431. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. The other day, I learned a valuable lesson while bathing my son Ruka. It was just another day in our home, and I was giving Ruka a bath while my wife was looking after our second son, Micah. After shampooing his wet curly hair and scrubbing his body with soap, Ruka started playing in the bathtub like always. From a yellow rubber duck to a floating purple octopus, from alphabet letters and numbers that stick to the walls to a waterfall suction toy, it looks like Ruka is taking a bath inside a giant toy box.
先日、長男のルカをお風呂に入れている時に、私は貴重な体験をしました。その日も我が家では、妻が次男のマイカの世話をしている間に、私がルカをお風呂に入れていました。濡れたクリクリの髪をシャンプーし、石鹸で体をこすり洗いした後、ルカはいつものようにお風呂で遊び始めました。黄色いゴム製のアヒルから水に浮く紫色のタコのおもちゃ、壁にくっつくアルファベットや数字、吸着する滝のおもちゃなど、まるでルカは巨大なおもちゃ箱の中でお風呂に入っているようです。
Of course, of all the toys he has, he started playing with the plastic water ladle. I use the water ladle to pour bath water on his body to keep his body warm and rinse the shampoo out of his hair. That day, he discovered how to scoop the bath water using the water ladle. Not only did he learn how to scoop the bath water using the water ladle,but he also found it extremely entertaining to shoot the water into the air. While standing with the water ladle in his hand, he squatted down and filled up the water ladle, then jumped up and swung his arm up straight in the air. All the water in the water ladle went straight up in the air and back into the tub and outside the tub.
もちろん、数あるおもちゃの中で彼はプラスチック製の手桶でも遊び始めました。私はこの手桶を使って彼の体を温めるためにお風呂のお湯をかけたり、彼の髪についたシャンプーをすすいだりしています。その日、ルカは手桶でお風呂のお湯をすくう方法を発見しました。彼は手桶でお湯をすくう方法を知っただけでなく、お湯を空中に飛ばすことがとても面白いことに気づきました。手桶を持ったまま立って、しゃがんで手桶に水を入れたら、ジャンプして腕をまっすぐに上に振り上げました。手桶の中の水はそのまんま空中に舞い上がり、浴槽の中に、そして浴槽の外にも出ました。
Now keep in mind, this is an American bathtub. The bathtubs in the US are long and shallow. Unlike bathtubs in Japan, the tubs in the US are located in the same space as the sink and toilet. The area by the bathtub can get a little wet, but you definitely don't want to have buckets of water on the floor.Too much water can cause pretty severe floor damage. But Ruka was having the time of his life, and he kept splashing water into the air. And more water started splashing onto the floor. I began to panic a bit and asked Ruka to stop. But instead, he splashed even more with more force.
これが起きているのはアメリカの浴槽だということを忘れないでください。アメリカの浴槽は長くて浅く、日本の浴槽と違い、洗面台やトイレと同じスペースにあります。浴槽のそばは多少濡れても大丈夫ですが、床にバケツいっぱいの水をこぼすのはできる限り避けたいです。水の量が多すぎると床がかなり傷んでしまうからです。でも、ルカは非常に楽しそうに空中に水を飛ばし続けていたので、どんどん水が床に飛び散っていきました。私は少し慌てて、ルカに止めるように頼みましたが、止めるどころか、ルカはさらに勢いよく水を飛び散らしました。
In the next moment, something funny happened. Ruka jumped up and swung the water ladle full of water into the air. Then boom! The entire bucket of water splashed right onto his face. For a moment, He looked like he didn't know what hit him, and he was on the verge of crying, but held it together. He shook his head from side to side to get the water off his face. I was watching curiously to see what he was going to do next. He picked up the water ladle, scooped the bathwater, and instead of splashing the water into the air with great force, he slowly and gently poured the water back into the tub. Since that day, he has not splashed water into the air, and instead just gently pours the water into the tub. The moral of the story is experience is the best teacher. Lessons learned from real-world experiences, especially tough ones, are most lasting.
次の瞬間、面白いことが起こりました。ルカが飛び上がり、水がいっぱい入った手桶を空中に振り上げたその時、バシャーンとバケツいっぱいの水がルカの顔にかかりました。一瞬何が起こったのかわからないような顔をしたルカは泣きそうになりましたが我慢しました。彼は頭を左右に振って顔についた水を落としました。私はルカが次に何をするのか興味深く見ていました。彼は手桶を手に取ってお風呂のお湯をすくい、空中に勢いよく水を飛ばすのではなく、ゆっくりと優しく水を浴槽に注ぎました。その日以来、彼は水を空中に飛ばすことなく、ただそっと浴槽に水を注いでいます。この話の教訓は、経験は最良の教師であるということです。実体験、特に厳しい体験から学んだ教訓は、ずっと忘れません。今日のエピソードに入る前にお知らせがあります。2023年4月7日から5月7日まで、新規ご登録者様向けに、ポッドキャストプラスを2ヶ月間無料でお試しいただける特別キャンペーンを実施しています。ポッドキャストプラスでは、これまで配信されたエピソードの和訳付きスクリプトの閲覧と、英語のみの音声ファイルをお聞きいただけます。和訳付きスクリプトはイントロと結末のナレーション部分を含み、聞きたい音声をすぐに再生できるよう、セクションごとに英語のみの音声再生ボタンを配置しています。また、その日のエピソードで紹介されるフレーズの例文にも、音声の個別再生ボタンを配置していますので、リピーティングやシャドウイングといった発話練習を行いやすくなっています。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細はすべて、ハパ英会話のブログに掲載していますので、興味をお持ちの方はぜひ一度お試しください。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What is the most memorable souvenir you've ever received? In today's conversation,Elena and Lizzie talk about the most unique souvenirs they received. Lizzie shares a story about receiving a thoughtful souvenir from her coworkers in Japan. As you listen to the conversation today, see if you can figure out what that souvenir was.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんが今までもらったお土産の中で一番印象に残っているものは何ですか？今日の会話では、エレーナとリジーが最もユニークなお土産について話します。リジーは日本の同僚から思いやりのあるお土産をもらったエピソードを紹介します。今日の会話を聞きながらそのお土産が何だったのか考えましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started. Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What aspect of Japanese culture did Lizzie feel self-conscious of when living in Japan?
リジーは日本で生活する中で、日本文化のどのような面を気にしていたでしょうか
?Number 2. When Lizzie visited her Japanese roommate's parents' house, what did her roommate's younger brother give her?
リジーがルームメイトの実家に遊びに行ったとき、ルームメイトの弟はリジーに何をプレゼントしたでしょうか
?Number 3.What gift did the receptionist at Lizzie's school in Japan give her when she was leaving to return to the United States?
リジーがアメリカに帰国するとき、日本の学校の受付の人はどんなプレゼントをしましたか?
Live conversation.
So, what about you? Have you gotten a memorable souvenir? Or have you given one that you really love to give?
I really wish I were better at giving gifts. That was another cultural difference that I felt self-conscious of when I was in Japan, because everybody would give me things all the time, and I wouldn't have anything to give back. When I was visiting my Japanese roommate's parents' house, her younger brother was hugging this adorable teddy bear the entire time I was visiting. And then I was leaving and they were like, have some tea, have some sweets, take this, take some money for the train. And the child like handed me his teddy bear that he had been holding the entire time. I was like, what are you doing? Stop that.
Oh, that's precious.
Yeah, so this was actually really hard for me to narrow down because there have been so many times when people were really, really kind to me and I just didn't know what to do. But the one that's been sticking in my mind is when I was leaving the school where I was working, and we generally had mochi or like wagashi once a month at that school. And I always wanted to have the suama type of.
I don't know what that is.
It's like pink mochi with nothing inside. It's just mochi. And it's really smooth and soft, and I liked it a lot. So I always was angling for that one when we got to choose. So the receptionist at the school noticed that, and when I left the school to go back to America, she gave me this big box completely full of suama. So it was way too much for me to eat, but just like the level of thoughtfulness and attention to detail and like trying to find the perfect gift, that really, I ate it, and then I gave part of it to the people who worked at the hotel where I was staying.
Okay. Oh, that's lovely.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one, what aspect of Japanese culture did Lizzie feel self-conscious of when living in Japan? リジーは日本で生活する中で日本文化のどのような目を気にしていたでしょうか? She was surprised at how much gift-giving went on in Japan, and she wished she was better at gift-giving herself. 日本で贈り物の多さに驚き、自分ももっとプレゼント上手になりたいと思いました。Number two. When Lizzie visited her Japanese roommate's parents' house, what did her roommate's younger brother give her? リジがルームメイトの実家に遊びに行ったとき、ルームメイトの弟はリジに何をプレゼントしたでしょうか? He gave her his teddy bear. 彼はリジにテディベアをプレゼントしました。Number three.What gift did the receptionist at Lizzie's school in Japan give her when she was leaving to return to the United States? リジがアメリカに帰国するとき、日本の学校の受付の人はどんなプレゼントをしましたか? The receptionist bought her a box of suama. 受付の人からスワマを一箱もらいました。Summary. 会話の要約。Elaine and Lizzie discussed souvenirs and gifts they received from their travels abroad. Lizzie remembered how surprised she was at the gift-giving culture in Japan and wished she was better at gift-giving herself. エレーナとリジーは海外でもらったお土産やプレゼントについて話します。リジーは日本の贈答文化に驚いたことを思い出し、自分ももっとプレゼント上手になりたいと思いました。While in Japan,Lizzie visited her Japanese roommate's parents' house. While there, her roommate's younger brother surprised her by giving her his teddy bear. リジーは日本滞在中に日本人のルームメイトの実家に遊びに行きました。その時にルームメイトの弟から彼のテディベアをプレゼントされ驚きました。Lizzie worked at a school while she lived in Japan. While there, she enjoyed lots of Japanese treats, such as mochi, wagashi,And suama. リジーは日本では学校で働いていました。その時に餅や和菓子やスワマなど日本のお菓子をたくさん食べました。Lizzie particularly enjoyed suama, which some of her Japanese co-workers noticed. When Lizzie was leaving to return to America, the receptionist at the school gave her a big box of suama as a gift. リジーが特にスワマが好きだったことを日本人の同僚が気づきました。リジーがアメリカに帰国するとき、学校の受付の人はリジーに大きな箱のスワマをプレゼントしました。
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ Number 1. Self-conscious. 人目を気にする Self-conscious は自意識が強いや人目を気にするを意味する単語です。周りから自分がどう見られているか、どう思われるかを気にし、不安に思ったり自信がなくなるような意味合いが込められています。例えば、彼は人目を気にするは、He is self-conscious. 彼は自分の体重を気にしているは、He is self-conscious about his weight のように表現します。何々を気にしていると言いたい場合、self-conscious about 何々のパターンが使われます。例文。He's very self-conscious and cares a lot about what others think of him. 彼は自意識過剰で他人からの評価をとても気にしています。When I was young, I was self-conscious about my height. 私は若い頃、自分の身長を気にしていました。She is self-conscious about her pronunciation. 彼女は自分の発音を気にしています。Number 2. Adorable. かわいい。Adorable はかわいいを意味し、cute と同じ意味ですが、特に小さくてかわいい赤ちゃんや子供、動物に対して使われることが多いです。例えば、可愛い赤ちゃんを見たときに、She is adorable と言ったり、可愛い子犬を見たときに、Your puppy is adorable のように表現します。例文。Your baby is so adorable. How old is he? あなたの赤ちゃんはとても可愛いですね。何歳ですか? Look at those kittens. They're so adorable.あの子猫たち見て、とても可愛いね。My nephew is chubby and adorable. 私の甥っ子はぽっちゃりしていて可愛いです。Number 3. Hand someone something. 手渡す。Hand は人に何かを手渡すことを意味します。意味と使い方は give と似ていますが、ポイントは手で渡すことです。例えば、私はジョンに本を手渡したは I handed John the book のように表現します。例文 I handed the documents to John. 書類をジョンに手渡しました。Can you hand me the salt and pepper? 塩と胡椒を取ってくれる? I'll hand this textbook to Mary the next time I see her. 今度メアリーに会ったらこの教科書を渡すね。Number 4. Stick in one's mind. 忘れられない。Stick はくっつく。Mind は心を意味することから、Stick in one's mind は心に強く残るものを意味し、忘れられないことや印象に残る思い出などを表します。例えば、初めてアメリカ旅行をした時、ハンバーガーがあまりにも大きく深く印象に残っている場合、The huge hamburger I ate in the US has stuck in my mind. アメリカで食べた巨大なハンバーガーが忘れられませんと表現します。例文 Is there any particular memory from living abroad that sticks in your mind? 海外生活の中で特に印象に残っている思い出はありますか? His advice on developing passion has always stuck in my mind.パッションを育てるという彼のアドバイスはいつも私の頭から離れません。For some reason,
Bad words always stick in my mind. なぜか悪い言葉はいつも記憶に残ります。Number 5. Attention to detail. 細心の注意。Attention to detail は細心の注意や細心の配慮を意味します。この表現は細心の注意を払いながら一つのことに集中し、ミスをしないように正確にタスクをこなすニュアンスがあります。細心の注意を払うは、pay attention to detail と言い、例えば細かな部分に注意を払って作業を進める人を表すときに、he pays attention to detail と表現します。例文。I was impressed by their hospitality and attention to detail.
彼らのおもてなしの心と細やかな気遣いに感動しました。
In this profession, it is important to pay careful attention to detail.
この職業では細部にまで気を配ることが大切です。
Becoming a computer programmer requires strong attention to detail.
コンピュータープログラマーになるには細部への強いこだわりが必要です。
今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. Self-conscious.He's very self-conscious and cares a lot about what others think of him. When I was young, I was self-conscious about my height. She is self-conscious about her pronunciation.Number 2.Adorable. Your baby is so adorable. How old is she? Look at those kittens. They're so adorable. My nephew is chubby and adorable. Number 3. Hand someone something.I handed the documents to John. Can you hand me the salt and pepper? I'll hand this textbook to Mary the next time I see her. Number 4. Stick in one's mind.Is there any particular memory from living abroad that sticks in your mind? His advice on developing passion has always stuck in my mind. For some reason, bad words always stick in my mind.Number 5. Attention to detail. I was impressed by their hospitality and attention to detail. In this profession, it is important to pay careful attention to detail. Becoming a computer programmer requires strong attention to detail.
今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックしましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So what about you? Have you gotten a memorable souvenir? Have you given one that you're like love to give?
I really wish I were better at giving gifts. That was another cultural difference that I felt self-conscious of when I was in Japan.Because everybody would give me things all the time. And I wouldn't have anything to give back. When I was visiting my Japanese roommate's parents' house, her younger brother was hugging this adorable teddy bear the entire time I was visiting. And then I was leaving and they were giving, they were like, have some tea, have some sweets, take this, take some money for the train. And the child like handed me his teddy bear that he had been holding the entire time. I was like, what are you doing? Stop that.
Oh, that's precious.
Yeah, so this was actually really hard for me to narrow down because there have been so many times when people were really, really kind to me and I just didn't know what to do. But the one that's been sticking in my mind is when I was leaving the school where I was working, and we generally had mochi or like wagashi once a month at that school. And I always wanted to have the suama type of.
I don't know what that is.
It's like pink mochi with nothing inside. It's just mochi. And it's really smooth and soft, and I liked it a lot. So I always was angling for that one when we got to choose. So the receptionist at the school noticed that, and when I left the school to go back to America, she gave me this big box completely full of suama. So it was way too much for me to eat, but just like the level of thoughtfulness and attention to detail and like trying to find the perfect gift, that really, I ate it, and then I gave part of it to the people who worked at the hotel where I was staying.
Okay. Oh, that's lovely.
Awesome job today. While in Japan, I received tons of souvenirs from my friends and coworkers. As Lizzie mentioned in today's conversation, I also find that Japanese people are very considerate and thoughtful when it comes to choosing a souvenir. Of the many souvenirs I received, the most memorable gift I got was from my friends in Ishikawa Prefecture. お疲れ様です。
日本にいる間、私は友人や同僚からたくさんのお土産をもらいました。今日の会話でリジーが言っていたように、日本人はお土産を選ぶときにとても思いやりがあって、気遣いができると私も感じます。いただいたたくさんのお土産の中で一番印象に残っているのは、石川県の友人からもらったお土産です。
Before coming back home to LA, my friends in Ishikawa gifted me a beautiful kutani ware. As some of you may know, kutani ware is a type of pottery manufactured in the city of Kaga in Ishikawa Prefecture.It's a traditional handcraft that was first produced during the early Edo period, and kutani ware is known for its vivid colors and bold and elegant design. My friends gifted me an exquisite kutani ware plate. I haven't had the chance to use the plate yet, but one of these days, on a very special occasion, I plan on using it.
LAに戻る前に石川県の友人から美しいクタニ焼きをもらいました。ご存知の方もいらっしゃると思いますが、くたに焼きは石川県の加賀市で製造されている陶磁器の一種です。江戸時代初期に生産が始まった伝統工芸品で、くたに焼きはその鮮やかな色彩と大胆で優雅なデザインで知られています。私の友人は非常に美しいくたに焼きのお皿をプレゼントしてくれました。まだ使う機会はありませんが、近々特別な日にこのプレートを使おうと思っています。最後に2023年4月7日から5月7日まで、新規ご登録者様向けに、ポッドキャストプラスを2ヶ月間無料でお試しいただける特別キャンペーンを実施しています。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細はすべてハパ英会話のブログに掲載していますので、興味をお持ちの方はぜひ一度お試しください。
You can find today's show notes on the Hapa 英会話 blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode.
今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.